Take your Bible and turn to Matthew 25. Matthew chapter 25. At the end of the message, we'll be transitioning into the Lord's Supper. As you can see, the table prepared, going back to the traditional way of doing it. Our deacons becoming and serving the elements. So look forward to that. Matthew chapter 25. Unbeknownst to me, this message spins off of Michael's Sunday school lesson. If you recall, he was in Matthew 25 and the 10 virgins, 5 ready, 5 not ready. So come down to verse 13, where Jesus ends this parable with what the parable is trying to tell us. Matthew 25, verse 13, he says, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. This creates a question, stimulates a question. And that's the title of the message today, and find a simple insert outline where you can add to the skeleton. I call these little outlines a skeleton, and then you add some meat to the skeleton. It stimulates a question, and this is the title of the message. What are we watching for? Maybe a better question would be, for whom are we watching? As Bible believers, we should know or ought to know the answer to that question. We ought to be watching for Jesus' return. He made this statement in the first century. Some 2,000 years ago, now today we're living here in the 21st century, still with this verse of Scripture before us, just as applicable as it was when he said it 2,000 years ago. Living now the 21st century, paying attention to these words, or ought to be, should be, we are still called to watch. Notice this word watch. What does it mean? What's the implication? It means to be vigilant, to be sober, to be alert, to be awake. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. He's talking about his return. First it will be the rapture, then those who are left behind will go through the 7-year tribulation period. Then at the end of that, the Lord comes back to earth. So it's a 2-phase aspect of his second coming. Jesus tells us in this parable, I believe, when you look at the parable of the 10 virgins, to focus on living in the light of his return and be ready, be prepared. Again, 2,000 years is a pretty long time. 2,000 years is a very long time since Jesus spoke these words, and yet he has not returned yet. Waiting and watching for some future event many times in our lives as humans tries our patience. It's hard to wait and hard to watch sometimes for something to happen that seems to take such a long time. Today our world seems to be falling apart, but let me assure you today it's not really falling apart, but everything is falling into place. Someone asked me several times, is this Russia, Putin's invasion of Ukraine, is this going to trigger the Lord's return? I got a simple answer for that. I don't know. It may not. But here's a thought I want you to write down on your notes. We are where we are as believers now, not non-believers. We are where we are in His will, in His timing, for His glory. Let that one sink in. You and I are where we are in His will, hopefully, trustfully, in His timing of things, and all for His glory. So we keep watching. Or should be, day by day, even hour by hour, even minute by minute. For that's when the Lord's return could happen. Before we leave this building. Before I get to the next page of my notes, we could be out of here in the rapture. But again, 2,000 years, Jesus said, watch. So we ask, is Bible prophecy for real? Have we misunderstood what the scriptures say? What about all of this stuff of prophecy? So I'm going to give you three thoughts. Notice your insert, your outline. Three thoughts today that I hope will help us be more watchful. Notice number one. Point number one, a main consideration. Number one, notice what it was. Prophecies fulfilled. Past tense. Prophecies already fulfilled. Let's look at an illustration. Take your Bible and turn over to the 1 Peter. Moving toward the end of your Bible, the Apostle Peter wrote two epistles, 1st and 2nd Peter. So find the first of the two, 1st Peter. 1st Peter chapter 1. 1st Peter chapter 1 to illustrate this first point, what it was. Prophecies already fulfilled. Peter writes, 1st Peter chapter 1 verse 10, notice, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Verse 11, searching what? Noting the prophets, those old, and by the way, he's referring to the Old Testament prophets. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand. Notice that word, beforehand. The sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Now what is Peter referring to? What is Peter speaking of here? He's speaking of the first coming of Jesus that the prophets of the Old Testament were signified to write about, to prophesy concerning. And in the fullness of time, when the time was right, Christ did indeed come the first time. He came right on time. Born of a virgin, just like Isaiah prophesied some centuries before his coming. Born in lowly Bethlehem, just like the prophets said he would. In fact, Bible scholars believe there are more than 300 prophecies. Listen to this, more than 300 prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament. By the way, did you know that 25%, one-fourth of your Bible is prophecy? Amazing. 300 prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament. Every single one fulfilled. The mathematical, listen, the mathematical probability of Jesus fulfilling even a handful of those, just a very few of those, some 300 prophecies, the mathematical probability of that happening, let alone all of them, is staggeringly improbable, if not impossible. Just for a few. But all 300 or so, those prophecies about Christ in the Old Testament were fulfilled. It's not a matter of mathematical probabilities. It's a matter of the Word of God. When God speaks, says it will happen, guess what? It's going to happen. So number one, notice what it was, prophecies fulfilled. But notice number two. Here I think has more relevance for you and I. Notice the second thing I want you to see, what it will be. Prophecies yet to be fulfilled. Let me give you two great classic examples, two of my favorite passages. Go to the Gospel of John. John chapter 14. This will be familiar to you. John chapter 14, the first few verses, read so frequently, used so frequently in funerals. That's why we need to do it more often in our Baptist churches. Most Baptist churches' services seem like funerals. Can I get a witness right there? Some of y'all look like y'all have been baptized this morning in pickle juice. John chapter 14, notice verse 1. You ought to be able to quote it. Jesus says what? Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Sound familiar? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then from John's gospel, just move to the next book to the right, Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, come down to verse 9. The Lord has just spoken his last words on earth in verse 8. We call the Great Commission. And then he says in verse number 9 tells us, again, verse 8, red letters, his last words. And then this great supernatural event happens in verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, Jesus, and a cloud received him out of their sight. This is called the ascension. This is when Jesus ascended back to heaven, left the earth, blast off, rising up and up and up until he finally disappeared, going back home to heaven. But look at verse 10. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. There with his assignment given in verse 8, his ascension now here in verse 9, we see this announcement here in verse number 11, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, not a substitute, not some mighty angel, but this same Jesus, the Jesus of Calvary, the Jesus who died on the cross, and this is some 40 days after his resurrection, having made his appearances, said these last words in verse 8, now ascended to heaven, this announcement is given, this same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. What are these two passages? These are prophecies yet to be fulfilled. These are speaking of Jesus' second coming. He's gone to what? Prepare a place for us. And if he goes to do that, he says, I shall come again to receive you unto myself. Here in Acts chapter 1, this same Jesus is coming back just like you've seen him leave. Do you realize this morning for every one verse concerning his first coming, 8 verses in the Bible refer to his second coming? Here are just a couple examples of biblical prophecies yet to be fulfilled. There are hundreds more Bible prophecies that have not yet been fulfilled. The book of Revelation, for example, is full of them. Virtually everything in the book of Revelation is yet to happen. So, why should we doubt? Why should we question their fulfillment? 300 prophecies in the Old Testament about his first coming, have every single one been fulfilled? Hundreds more in our New Testament, particularly prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled. Why should we doubt they're not going to come to pass? There's no reason to doubt, no room to doubt. When Jesus said, and when the Bible tells us he's coming back, guess what? He's coming back. So it leads to number 3. What it has been, prophecies that have been fulfilled. What it will be, prophecies yet to be fulfilled. Notice number 3, what is now? How should we live today in view of all of this? In Matthew chapter 24, and I'll be preaching on that this coming Wednesday night. Was going to this past Wednesday night, but had to help Pastor Steve out. Brother Richard gladly filled in. This coming Wednesday night, we're going to look at this great passage, this great chapter of prophecy, Matthew 24. But flip there, Matthew 24. Let me just show you a couple of verses that go along with our text in Matthew 25. Matthew 24, find verse 36. Remember, Matthew 25, our main text. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24, come down to verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Verse 42, Matthew 24, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Verse 44, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. So let me give you about 5 words. All start with W. To deal with this third point, what is now? How we live today, how we should live today. Number 1 is watch. Be alert, be vigilant. Stay alert, stay awake, stay sober, watch. Write that word down, watch. Number 2, wait. Wait patiently. Write this scripture down. Don't have time to read it. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. As a farmer plants his garden, he has to patiently wait for everything to work out for those crops to grow. Just keep waiting. Patiently. You and I cannot hurry the Lord's return. He doesn't even know. Only his Father in heaven. Number 3, write this word down, walk. Keep your Christian walk clean and pure. 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 indicates when he returns, we should have nothing to be ashamed of in our lives. Number 4, write this down, work, witness. Who do you know that's not ready? First of all, for you in the room today, are you ready? Are you saved? And by the way, those you know, your loved ones who aren't saved, if the rapture takes place, we're going to be taken, but they'll be what? They'll be left. And that'll be the last time you'll see them. So take a good look at your loved ones who aren't ready, who are lost. Take good looks at them and spend time with them, because when the rapture takes place, if they're not saved, you'll meet the Lord in the air. But they'll be left to face a hell-bound situation. So we need to work and witness. And then number five, write down, in the meantime, worship. Worship a living Christ who's returning for us. So we're to watch, wait, walk, work, witness, and worship. So back to where we started. What are we watching for? Or for whom are we watching? Watch in such an hour as you think not. The hour right now is about 10:30-ish. Do you realize the Lord could come back before 11 o'clock? Watch in such an hour as you think not. Watch in such a minute as you think not. My watch says is at about 10:37. The Lord could come back before 10:38. Watch in such a moment as you think not. Do you know how long that rapture is going to take place? The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, it'll happen and be over. That's why we better be watching. His return is imminent. When it happens, it can happen in a moment. It can happen quickly, so fast you won't have time to spin around. All who died in the Lord resurrect first. We which are alive and remain will be caught up or raptured. So I want to tell you this morning, prophecies have been fulfilled, particularly concerning his first coming. 300 or so, all fulfilled, just like the Bible said they would. Virgin born, born in Bethlehem. Even like Psalm 22 references to even what Jesus said on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Right there in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And then we have hundreds that are yet to be fulfilled. So just hang on. Don't give up. Jesus is coming. You and I have only a few things to do. Watch, wait, work, witness, walk, worship. And then when it happens, it will happen. Maybe you don't even believe it. But I'm telling you, when Jesus returns, you'll believe it. Because you'll look at yourself and you'll have a brand new body. You'll be changed miraculously, instantaneously, in such a way you can't even imagine. So just hold on to what you got and keep looking up.